On the morning of the 12th of March 1938, German soldiers crossed the border into neighbouring Austria. They were greeted not with bullets and guns, but with roses and carnations. So much so that the action became known as the Blumenkrieg, the War of Flowers.
During my 10 years at party conferences or at rallies with Adolf Hitler, I had certainly witnessed my share of enthusiasm. But the degree of enthusiasm that was prevalent in Austria at that time was not only surprising to us, but also quite unbelievable.
The Austrian government, destabilized by the Nazis for years, had finally succumbed to Hitler's bullying and offered no resistance. Most of the Austrian people, envying what they saw as the economic success and prestige that Hitler had brought to Germany, now welcomed their German neighbors. Hitler's first great gamble of expansion had paid off.